Hello, everyone. Welcome to season 2, episode 9, Super Effing Spooky. So this is going to be our Halloween special. Yeah, and it's going to be basically what the title is. It's going to be Super Effing Spooky. So in case that one got by you, yeah, Super Effing Spooky, okay? All right, so we're going to do a little kind of like storytelling mode, all right? I realize that, like, I mean, as we probably all around, you know, our late 20s, like early 30s, I mean, I don't know, maybe all of us do, I don't know, but you look back and some weird shit happens in your lifetime. Like, I think sometimes we don't even really think about it until we, like, kind of look back on it and think, like, that was really fucking weird. That was, like, hella scary or whatever. So there have been a couple instances of that happening to myself. So this is going to be my personal true experience. I'm going to be relaying it to you. Hopefully you guys can relate or you just get some entertainment out of it. But before we do that, I want to say thank you so much to listeners reaching out to me on my new Instagram. It's been a pain in the ass, like, getting that thing up off the ground. Also, I'm just not really a social media person. So, but everybody that's reached out and that has, like, made me laugh and that has been super cool and super down with the show. And thank you. And thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. For those of you that sent me your unsolicited dick pics, no thank you. And, but thank you anyways. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But a shout out to a listener over here, Mike G, all right, a.k.a. Mass Mike, a.k.a. Mikey. Hey, thanks. Thank you for listening, and thanks for being pretty cool. There are a few of you guys out there that have been great and that I'm vibing with, and I'm so appreciative of you listening. And even of you guys that are assholes that are just... You know what? Here's the thing. Sending me, like, a thing that's like, you're pretty. Like, I know. I'm only going to be pretty for so long, okay? Everything's going to fall apart here. But I thank you, but I just want you to listen to my show, and I want you to love it, and I want to, like, vibe on that. And, you know, like, let's get to know each other just somewhere on a more... I'm your girlfriend, Tess. You know, we're supposed to get to know each other on a more intimate level, not just, like... You know, I'm pretty, like, yeah, thank you. Because I'm not gonna have sex with you. So, you know, that's just already out there. Okay. But anyways, thanks to all the cool people out there. I appreciate it. Let's get right into the first story. Okay, so this one, we're gonna fly it back to, I think I was about like 11, maybe 12 years old. And this story is called dun, 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 Alternate Universe? Question mark? In case you couldn't hear the question and me saying universe. Okay. All right. Here we go. We'll talk about it after. Okay, so I'm like 11 years old, okay? I kind of like... fell asleep looking out my window, and I had like those old those blinds that maybe some of you guys have them still in your house, the vertical, like, long blinds that are, like, you know, from the top of the window to the ground, okay? And you can kind of see my bed was kind of against the window, and you can kind of see out through the cracks of them. So I'm like looking up at the sky as I'm falling asleep, and I thought that I saw this kind of like weird little like spark thing kind of like float down, but I fell asleep. Before I fell asleep, as that spark kind of fell down and like fell on like, I guess like near my bed or like near my face, it was kind of like a really warm feeling, came over me, and it was a very relaxing thing. And I wanted to, like, keep my eyes open to see what it was, but I couldn't quite do that. I remember that dream being very good. I can't remember what it was exactly about, but I remember waking up, like, being, like, out. You know when you have a good dream? And you're like, yeah, it was good. But then immediately after, I kind of felt this panic feeling come, like, my parents were up, and they were, like, making breakfast, and I remember looking at my closet and, like, standing up in kind of a panic mode, a kind of a panic feeling, and thinking, like, why are they doing that? They are doing the exact same thing. We've already done this. Like, their conversation was, like, exactly what had already been. So think of, like, going through the deja vu, but this lasted for, like, 2 minutes. And that might not seem, like, very long, but when you think about it, like, deja vu is usually just, like, a little, you know, second. So, like, 2 minutes, it was, like, panic, you know, maybe even close to 3 minutes, but nothing more than that, okay? But I walk in the hallway, and my mom comes to the hallway. She opens the cabinet just the same way that she already, this day had already happened. And it's, they're wearing the same things. The same smells are in the air. She said the same, like, the exact same thing. And I even repeated it to her, and I said, "Mom, why are you saying that? Why are you doing that?" And she's like, "What?" And it was already the same thing that happened. So I went to the refrigerator, I opened it, and I closed it. And I'm just trying to break out of the pattern of what has already happened before. But it continued on until I finally just fucking broke down into, like, a horrible, like, freak out, like, crying. And I'm telling my parents, "You guys already did this. We already had this day. We already lived this day." My parents were very confused about what I was talking about. And I was saying, "We already had this day. You guys are doing the same thing. Everything is the same, and we already did it. Like, this day already happened." And then everything just started, you know, feeling normal after that. Everything, my mom was like, "It's okay, calm down." And things just started going back to being normal again. And that didn't really, you know, I mean, after that, I didn't really think about it much, because I'm just like, okay, that was just a really weird instance, you know. But a few years later, I had this, like, this dream. I thought it was a dream, and then I was confused about whether I dreamed it or it really happened to me. And I even kept going through these instances where just regular daily things would happen, you know, regular memories would occur. And I had to, like, ask my sister, like, did that happen? Did we do this? And she would say, "No, like, no." And it would take a while for that clarity to sit with me that actually never happened. So I was getting my memories confused with, like, something that I had dreamed. And it was just very odd, and it kind of was, like, weird, but I figured, like, that's kind of probably happening to everybody. People dream and it can seem really real, so, like, maybe you just thought it was real, right? But it was only every once in a while, maybe, like, every couple years and just a few times. And it stayed like that. And even as I get older, and even now, like, I will have a dream where it's like I am kind of the same, but, like, things are just a little different. Like, I live in the same house, but, like, I have different kids, or, like, my car is different. And it just is, it's very strange. And it seems real at the time. Like, it seems like it should be that at the time, until I'm right up when I'm about to wake up, it kind of clicks to me, like, wait, this isn't my reality. My reality is, like, this is my house, and this is my car, and these are my kids. And then I wake up, and then it's like, okay, yeah, I'm in my reality again. But it's almost kind of like I slip into an alternate version of myself. And it actually seems like I remember it. Like, that's how it should be. So it made me, you know, and obviously our imaginations run wild. And obviously we all kind of, our brains just do whack shit sometimes. And no, I don't do drugs, and I don't smoke, and I don't drink. Unless it's a Friday night, you know, we're trying to party. But no, I still don't smoke, but I'll drink every once in a while. I definitely don't do drugs. In fact, I'm, like, mega sensitive to any type of drug, so I definitely avoid that. But Yeah. So I thought that's so fucking weird. And I only just thought about this recently. Like, that's a weird thing to happen to someone. Like, does this happen to everybody? So I'm Googling it and I'm kind of like going through it. And, you know, I've obviously heard of the multiverse theory. And so if you have never heard of the multiverse theory, it will fucking blow your mind. Okay. And maybe it will start giving you dreams like that, like dreams I'm having where it's just absolutely fucking insane. The multiverse theory is basically like there's infinite amounts of universes, like you're experiencing like yourself in multiple planes. And every choice you make is like, will set off a chain of reactions. And it could be from something as simple as like, instead of going right, you go left, or instead of like making, but like in, it's like infinite possibilities, like in another universe, you actually chose to go left instead of right. You know, it's a whole crazy, you'll go down a rabbit hole. Okay. It's a crazy thing, but it's actually very interesting. So if you guys ever, I'll leave some links on, if you guys want to check it out. But yeah, you know, I just thought it was kind of interesting because like this kind of happened, you know, when I was a little kid. I have never, ever experienced something like I did that day when I woke up and I was like, I'm living the same day over again. But I mean, it did kind of like set into play these little instances that happen like every few years, you know, like just these random little dreams that like, you know, seem like they're actually memories, but they never actually happened. So yeah, I don't know. Pretty freaky shit. Also, if you're looking for entertainment, I did just to like not be so serious about it. There's a Marvel show, like What If? On Disney Plus, not Netflix, I'm sorry. Disney Plus, and then Loki on Disney Plus. Those are kind of like an entertainment, but it does have that theory kind of played into the idea behind it. So if you are interested, check it out and you'll like it. But I want to know, like, I know I can't be the only one that has had something like this weird happen, you know, especially if you're not on like drugs or shrooms or something. But I really want to know your experience about this because, you know, people experience weird shit. Like, there's how many billions of us, like, in the planet right now? Like, someone out there has had some weird shit happen. And, yeah, like, let's connect about it. I want to hear about it. Okay, so moving on. This next story. So I go from, like, 11. No, fast forward. And I'm 18. And I am in Fresno, California, and at this point in my life, I do smoke weed. I think it's cool. I smoke cigarettes and, you know, do ecstasy because I'm 18 and just fucking wild as shit. And I'm at my friend's, Elijah's house, and he, you know, lives in this old, like, house in Fresno, and there's, like, a little, like, pool house or a guest house that we would hang out in. And I was going to beauty school, and so I had like all of my beauty school equipment in the trunk of my little white Honda Elantra, okay? And this was my first car, and my dad had given me this like Hello Kitty keychain, this heart Hello Kitty keychain, and that was like the keychain that was on my keyring, okay? And I had set the keys down in the bathroom of that little pool house, and we went swimming, and I cut my cousin's hair, and the whole bathroom was completely empty, just the shower and the toilet and the counter, but it just cleaned off. There wasn't like a bunch of stuff everywhere or anything like that. It was very tidy, and I set my keys right on the counter, okay? And I didn't go anywhere, and then the evening came, and I'm about to leave, and I go to get my keys out of the bathroom, and they're not there. Okay, well, probably just move them or set them somewhere else. So I never even went to the main house, so they were not in there for sure. And I was looking around and trying to find them and kind of panicking a little bit because I am going through everything and our friends are looking, we're trying to find my keys and I can't find them. And I actually ended up having to leave my car there for 3 days while they're looking for the keys. My friend's parents even like were starting to help me. And, you know, they said that they looked in the main house just in case and they never found them. And then I get a call. My friend's dad said that he found the keys. And I was like, great, I'm coming to get them. And I asked him, oh, well, where are they? And he said, oh, just go right into the bathroom in the pool house. And the keys are on the bathroom counter. And I was thinking, what the fuck? So I walk in there kind of like, okay. And my keys are sitting exactly where I left them. The only thing is, though, is the heart keychain that was on them, the only thing left of it was a bent metal piece and the heart was missing. So I don't know. Weird, right? And so I thought, okay, someone bent off the metal piece and took my heart off of this and put the keys exactly back where I had left them. But it was just me and my cousin and our friend there that day. And we all needed my car to work, so why would they take the keys and do that? No one else was around. Well, I found out later that in that bathroom, there was a man who happened to be the friend of my friend's father who lived in the main house. And his father is a doctor. So he does like, I don't know if you call it like therapy, but, he's like a rehabilitations doctor for people that are addicts. Okay. He had a friend that was relying on him, for treatment and, they actually happened to be out of town. And so that friend broke into their house while they were gone, and he went into that bathroom in the pool house. So he broke into the pool house, and he went into that bathroom, and he shot up, and he hit his head in that bathroom, and he basically bled to death because he was fucked up, and they found his body when they came back from vacation dead there in the bathroom. That same bathroom that my keys went missing, the same bathroom that my keys happened to reappear a few days later with the missing heart in the exact same spot that I left them. So, dun, dun, dun. You tell me, friends. I don't know. Are ghosts real? Supernatural should be happening around here. I don't know. I mean, this house also is, you know, it has a weird energy, but it was like a cool vibe. It's like a... It was an old 1800s, like one of those old mansions. But yeah, man, weird energy happening around there. And some ghost was after my Hello Kitty heart and he took it. And then he put my keys back though. Thank you to the guy that put my keys back. So it's all good. I mean, you know, he's a nice guy, right? All right. So our third and final story, okay, brings us to modern times, to Tess 2021. Now, this just happened, okay, this summer. So that was in May when this happened, all right? Now, this is bizarre as all bizarreness, okay, which is definitely a word. All right, so I already told you I'm having these strange dreams, okay, which is not even the freaking iceberg, okay, not even the tip of the iceberg, not even the iceberg, I'm at the tip of the iceberg, you know what I'm trying to say, you know what I'm trying to say, okay? And so it brings us to May of 2021, okay? I had a dream. I had a dream. Okay. And there was this girl there, and she was like a younger girl, and she had like this long, like dark hair. And, she was, with my mom's dad. Okay. Who had passed on, when I is like early 90s and I was like baby. Okay. And then a random like Native American person, and then someone that I felt was like connected to me. Like, I don't know if I would see like an angel or like a spirit guide or something. Well, my grandpa, he was a minister, like a Christian minister in his lifetime. That's what his profession was. And he was with this Native American man, and they were talking about this girl, and they were telling me she keeps bothering my mom, like my mother, like she was bothering your mother. Your mother's energy is being sucked out by her, because when she gets upset, your mom feels upset and your mom starts isolating herself. And so my grandpa is telling me this about his daughter, which is my mom. And the Native American person there is also concerned. He's like attached with this girl, like a guardian. It feels like kind of like a guardian of this girl. And he's like, you know, we need to do this like prayer, and we need to get these negative emotions away from her so that she can be okay. And then your mom can be okay. And you need to let your mom know that when she starts to feel like this, that she needs to not pull away and isolate herself. Instead, she needs to do like pray, and she needs to do something good for herself, because that will help her and it will help this girl. So we do this like prayer, and we push away this like dark energy that's around her. And I could see her, and she wasn't mean or anything. She wasn't trying to like, she like loved my mom. It was like a good friend. She was a good friend to her. She really loved her, very attached to her. She had like this long dark hair, and for some reason was wearing a Harley Davidson t-shirt, which was kind of random, right? And it was kind of like blood was like around her face. She didn't look scared or anything. She just had like, looked like she had got hit in the head, or she hit her head on something. And yeah, she had this Native American person with her, and she was saying, I know, I love your mom. I love your mom. I wasn't trying to hurt her, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, that's okay. But, you know, you need to keep that negative energy away from you if it's bothering my mom too. And I like woke up, and I thought that was like very, I mean, weird dream to have. And so I called my mom just to tell her about it. And I was like, Mom, I had this super bizarre dream, you know, like about this girl, and her name. She gave me her name. That was very strange. I was telling my mom. I was telling her it was something with an M. I can't exactly remember. You know, dreams are kind of hard to remember all the details sometimes, you know. And I just remembered it was something with an M, but I was like, my mom started saying M names, and this, she said, Michelle. I said, Michelle. Yes, it was Michelle for sure. And then I remembered, yep, it was Michelle. And she says, are you kidding me? And I said, no, she definitely said her name was Michelle. And she said, and I described her, how she looked to my mom. And my mom started kind of like crying. And I was like freaking out, like, what, you know? My mom said that she had a friend when she was like 16, and it was like 2 days after her birthday, and she was gonna go to the mall, and she went with her mom to the mall, and she had asked my mom to go with her, but my grandma didn't want her to go, so she went with her mom by herself, and she was not like wearing a seatbelt, and they got in a car accident, and she like hit her head on the dashboard hella hard. And her mom survived. It was like a, I think they ran into the back of someone or something. And since she hit her head so hard, she didn't die immediately, but she had gone to the hospital, and she was like, had a concussion. She like wasn't waking up. And they decided, like, she was brain dead. My grandpa, who was a minister, came and prayed over her and was like, you know, it's okay, you can let go. My mom said that she brushed blood away from her head and with her hairbrush, and that she said, you know, that when I described how she looked, she like knew in her heart who it was. And then I said, okay, well, what about the Native American person? My mom said that her dad had given, on the day that they had to bury Michelle, Michelle's dad took the ring off of her finger, which was her friendship ring my mom had given her from New Mexico, from a Native American tribe. It was like a topaz ring, and my mom still has it. And she says that she thinks that she had, like, you know, like, the person that sold it to her said that there was, you know, good energies and protective spirits, and she thinks that maybe that was one of the protective spirits that was, like, you know, her, you know, from her friendship, like, watching over her, which is kind of crazy. And I'm like, okay, but, like, what about the Harley Davidson t-shirts? And Michelle's parents are affiliated members with, I don't think they are anymore because they're still alive, but they were members of Hell's Angels, which is a biker gang, and they rode Harley Davidson. So that was like a huge part of their life, was being in Hell's Angels and doing all of the activities with these bike gangs. So I just thought, like, what the fuck? Okay, so just think about this happening to you, right? You fucking dream of a dead person that knows your mom, okay? And that your mom knew from the freaking 70s or however, mom, I don't know, she's old, yeah. So it would have been the 70s, yeah. That your mom knew from, like, way back when, okay, before you even fucking thought of, right? You dream about her dead fucking friend, all right? With your dead grandpa, with some Native American person, right? Like, isn't this insane? Like, is this cannot be coincidence, right? This can't just be, I watched a scary movie and now I'm tripping balls, right? This can't be like marijuana because I don't smoke or do drugs or anything like that. So, what? There has to be, like, right? Am I pushing too hard? There has to be, like, something else. Like, if you didn't believe that, like, I'm a very big skeptic. I grew up super religious, definitely, and I'm definitely super spiritual. But I do question a lot of things, and I need to know the truth, you know? But, like, this is not just coincidence, right? This is something, like, there's, like, our spirits go somewhere. Like, our souls, our energy is, like, they go somewhere. They're around. We just can't see them. Like, they can affect people. My mom was being affected, you know, and I was telling her, she was saying, yeah, she gets really down and she just wants to take a bath and she wants to go to sleep and her energy just feels so drained. And I was telling her, you know, your dad wants you to know when that starts happening, you need to do something good for yourself. You need to pray. You need to get rid of those dark energies because it will help you and it will help your friend. Her friend that died when she was a little kid, a teenager. What the fuck, right? That's some crazy shit happening, guys. I'm sorry, but that is just like too much for me. That's some stuff going on. So back again. I know that I cannot be the only one that this happens to. I know that you guys have experiences. I know people who are fucking, you know, ghost hunting or alien hunting or whatever the fuck are happening. Sorry, Demi Lovato, extraterrestrials, you know. But there is crazy shit happening in the world, you know. There's some spooky stuff happening out there. Not just, like, The Exorcist, freaking Freddy Krueger, you know, bullshit. There's, like, real supernatural goings-ons in the world, and I want to know about it. I know you guys definitely have some stories, so feel free to hit me up. All right, so a little bonus round. This is going to lead us into our sexy science, because science is sexy. Okay,
So I'm sure you had to have heard of these stories about people getting it on and doing the dirty with ghosts, all right? Disembodied phenomena, all right? Putting the D in your butt, okay? So, okay. This is my take on it. This is my experience of it. Experience slash take on it, and then we get into the science, okay? Okay. So, I can say that yes, not that I have fucked a ghost, okay, but in my mind, a disembodied person, because I was falling asleep, you know, in that weird stage of like twilight sleep, I guess. And your, all your feelings, okay, are connected to your brain. How your nerve endings are connected. It's a big fucking system, okay? So your brain is saying that this is pleasure, this is happening to you. It was like I was feeling sensations on my body, even penetration sensations. But I think, and I believe, and so by nothing there, right? But it was very pleasurable by, like, it was like I was having sex with nobody. And I'm not saying that I had sex with the ghost. What I believe is happening is that our body is doing this thing. Our brain is running through the functions, a memory of, you know, what things feel like and how it feels on our body. And it's just this kind of like, you know, we have dreams where we just kind of like vomit memories into mumbo jumbo, right? And I think it's kind of, that's kind of happening. But, you know, like, you know how, like, if you have a dream, you get shot, you hurt yourself, you could like feel it, because you can, you're feeling it's your, it's a memory. Your body remembers what it feels like. Your nerve endings are like spiking. Okay. They're lighting up. That's kind of what happens. Like, and I think that's what happens when you are sleeping. And so I had a feeling that it's not people getting fucked by ghosts, but it's because you're kind of in a twilight sleep. So you kind of like fucked up a little bit and, you know, you don't really see anything, but you can feel it. Right. And it's before you actually fall asleep, so you're actually feeling and you're experiencing it. It doesn't happen often, I don't think, but it does happen. And science talks about, I was looking this up, like, you know, what's going on with these people. Some people do claim that it is a ghost and that they swear by it, and I don't want to discredit them. Man, I just had a fucking dream about my fucking mom's, like, dead friend, okay? I think anything could happen at this point. But what I really think is happening is that you kind of are in a state where you are susceptible to hallucinations because of the state of mind that you're in. That like weird twilight of waking up and falling asleep, that stage right there. And then something triggers your nerve endings to send off these memories, these sensations through your body, and you feel it. You actually do feel it, but you're consciousness is not like fully aware yet, so you're just in that moment and you're thinking, I'm getting fucked by a ghost right now. But really it's just like your nerve endings firing off. And I mean, I think I don't know, to me that's what I think that I had experienced before. I've actually like literally, I wouldn't say that I was like, I had like an orgasm, but I got so close to an orgasm that like it, the sensation got so exciting to me that I didn't myself like wake up, like actually wake up, and then just fucked myself and then just did a little masturbation session, took care of business. But I mean, I was like wet, I was there. And if it was a ghost, thank you, but I don't think that it was. I think it was just, you know, our brains just doing what brains do and acting fucking ridiculous, right? So have you ever fucked a ghost? Has a ghost ever fucked you? Because I want to hear about it. I've heard some interesting stories so far, and I love connecting with you guys. And I love hearing about it. If you you're telling me something that happened in my show and that you think is funny or relatable or whatever, I love that connection. So talk to me about it, right? As far as that goes, that's today's show. So what freaked you out the most? Is it that, you know, multiverse theory? Is it the ghost taking the Hello Kitty heart?
Is it getting fucked by a ghost? You know, is it dreaming of dead people? I don't know. Hopefully it freaked you out a little bit. Hopefully, not too much, I hope. Not too much, right? But yeah, like hopefully maybe you could relate to any of these stories that I had. Other than that, guys, I hope you have an amazing Halloween. Hope you guys stay safe. Stay away from those fucking ghosts and vampires and goblins and ghouls and all of that stuff. And you guys all have amazing sex. And yeah. Okay. This has been your girlfriend Tess, and I'll catch you on the next one.